A subway bombing in Moscow is prompting that city's mayor to tighten controls over who comes into the city. Russian authorities are blaming terrorists from Chechnya for yesterday's attack, which killed at least 39 people. Although it's not clear how this attack was carried out, it comes after a series of suicide bombings by Chechens inside Russia. Los Angeles Times reporter Kim Murphy has been reporting on those bombings and is on the phone now. And Kim, first, what is the evidence here that yesterday's bombing might have been a Chechen suicide mission?
Well, we don't have what I would call evidence. Russian President Vladimir Putin and several senior Russian law enforcement officials have said that they are convinced, although they don't necessarily need circumstantial evidence, that Chechen bombers were responsible. And indeed, thus far, the vast majority of all the bombings that we've seen in Russia over the last couple of years have been claimed by the Chechens. So there probably is a good chance that Putin is right about this.
Now, one reason we wanted to talk to you is that I know you recently traveled to Chechnya and you found a recruitment network for suicide bombers. Can you describe that network, please?
Well, I'm not sure that I could describe it as an organized network. We do know that the separatist leader, Shamil Basayev, has said that he is actively recruiting and training women to serve as suicide bombers. And in fact, we found evidence that quite a few of them had undergone formal training. We found that at least two bombings in Russia involved female suicide bombers who had been trained and kept at the same safe house in Moscow.
Why would they recruit women?
Women have taken an increasingly prominent role in Chechen society in general since the beginning of the war. A whole lot of the men have either gone off to the war or left the country to avoid being arrested by the Russians. So the Chechen women are the ones that are kind of left. They're the ones who've lost husbands, brothers, fathers to the war, either through arrest or fighting. And they're women who don't have a heck of a lot of options. They don't have their perhaps a liability on their husbands' families, and they're told that if they participate and give their lives for the cause, their family will be taken care of, their honor will be okay, and their souls will go to paradise.
As far as you can tell, are all of the suicide bombers volunteers, or might some of them be getting coerced into doing this?
You know, it's kind of hard to say. There have been some who have been arrested who said they were coerced, but of course that's a pretty convenient story to tell once you're in the hands of the Russian law enforcement authorities. On the other hand, there is some evidence that there's at least social coercion, that brothers, lovers, and even husbands have strongly urged their family members to take this step.
Do you sense that the suicide bombers are widely supported by Chechens?
I've made three trips to Chechnya. In my last one, I spent more than a week trying to find, you know, take the temperature of Chechens about this issue. And I had a hard time finding anybody who thought this was a great idea. Most Chechens that I've talked to think that the war in general is something that just needs to be over. And they're frankly shocked and saddened by some of these suicide attacks that they've seen. On the other hand, I can't say that also an equal number that I talked to said that they could frankly understand why these women were driven to do what they did.
These bombings, we presume, are an effort to change the views of the Russian government, which wants to hold on to Chechnya. Is there any evidence that the bombings have affected the views of President Vladimir Putin's government?
Well, we can say that opinion polls have shown that a larger proportion of the Russian public in general would like to see the Chechen war over one way or another. But we have not seen evidence that the government itself has become convinced. Quite the contrary, Putin, after yesterday's subway bombing, said quite clearly that we do not negotiate with terrorists, we destroy them. So that doesn't show a whole lot of movement.
Kim Murphy is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, and she's now back in Moscow after a journey to Chechnya. Thanks very much.
Okie doke.